From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Democratic Party nominated former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton Tuesday as its 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer for the White House. Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, urged the party faithful and those watching by television to back his wife in the November 8 election against Republican rival and New York businessman Donald Trump.
Hillary will make us stronger together. You know it because she spent a lifetime doing it. I hope you'll do it. I hope you'll elect her. The reason you should elect her is that in the greatest country on earth, we have always been about tomorrow. Your children and grandchildren will bless you forever if you do.
Several opinion polls show Trump edging ahead of Clinton at the moment. The U.S. has condemned a double bombing that took place at the main entrance at Mogadishu's airport Tuesday, killing at least 13 people. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
We remain committed to helping Somalia progress towards a path towards peace and prosperity in the defeat of terrorist groups, including al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab, Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked insurgency trying to topple Somalia's Western-backed government, claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack. On the group's Andalus radio station, 7 of the 13 killed were UN guards. A senior military official allied with Libya's East Administration warned his forces will attack oil tankers if they enter territorial waters under an agreement between a UN diplomat and a militia commander. Oil, Libya's chief export, has been hit hard by years of factional fighting. The country's new unity government is trying to revive exports. This is VOA News.